Support for WAMC comes from Proctor's presenting Celtic Thunder Voyage live, featuring the sounds and diversity of Celtic music, September 18th, proctors.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Zorgan with WAMC Sports. Starting in the NL this morning, the Washington Nationals blanked New York 2-0 to take 14 of 18 from the Mets in the season series. Jimmy Rollins hit a two-run homer and Cliff Lee pitched seven strong innings to lead the streaking Phillies to their seventh straight win and a three-game sweep of the Miami Marlins. The win moves the surging Phillies within three games of the final NL wild card berth. Over in the AL, Curtis Granderson hit two home runs. Robinson Cano also homered for the Yankees as they beat the Red Sox 5-4 last night to remain tied for first place in the AL East. Yanks and Boston finish their series tonight at Fenway. The Mets are off. They'll play in Milwaukee tomorrow. And a couple big moves happening in college sports. First up, Notre Dame is leaving the Big East. The new home for the Fighting Irish for all sports but football will be the Atlantic Coast Conference. As part of the agreement, the Irish will play five football games annually against ACC teams. Notre Dame Athletic Director Jack Swarbrick said in a statement that the Irish will also have access to the ACC's non-BCS bowl tie-ins. The move allows the Irish to maintain football independence, while the ACC is making an exception to its all-or-nothing requirement for schools to be full members. And a person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that Connecticut men's basketball coach Jim Calhoun is retiring and plans to announce his decision today. The 70-year-old Calhoun won 873 games in 40 years as a head coach, first at Northeastern and the last 26 years at UConn. He's guided four teams in the Final Four, winning national titles in 1999, 2004, and 2011. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.